The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of the Holy Gospel. This fourth Sunday of Easter is referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. And the name obviously comes from the gospel reading that we just heard proclaimed from the 10th chapter of John. In this reading, Christ describes himself as the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Now, artistic renderings of Christ as the good shepherd typically show him holding a lamb in one hand and a staff in the other. And that's because the psalmist's rod and staff are the traditionally used images to convey the fact that, like sheep, the faithful will invariably need unpleasant correcting. As the shepherd uses the rod and the staff in a way which are not pleasant to the sheep, but keeps them away from harm or sudden death, the bishops must, at times, use their spiritual rods and staffs to make clear to the sheep that they are heading in the wrong direction and a correction of course is necessary. This kind of correction is unpleasant, more so in modern times, where more and more of the sheep think that they are the creators of moral coordinates. For too long, we have been led to believe that a good shepherd is the one who is popular among his sheep. For too long, we have been led to believe that the good shepherd is the one who the sheep consider to be a nice guy, a smiling, tolerant, inclusive fellow. In short, a pleasant man all around. For too long, our spiritual shepherds have tried to be our friends rather than our guides. For too long, many of our spiritual shepherds have thought that we would grow out of all our shortcomings instead of charitably but clearly pointing them out to us. The first result of such shepherd's behavior is that many of his sheep start to die. A second result is that more and more sheep start to question whether they need a shepherd at all. And the third is that an increasing number of the sheep lose the sense of why the shepherd was there in the first place, other than to entertain them with platitudes abundantly available everywhere. All this needs to change. A more assertive spiritual guidance is needed. In short, the rod and the staff need to come back. Because we live in a time when the push towards tolerance at all costs is particularly strong within the secularized culture. So strong, in fact, to the point that such an inclusiveness seems to have become the new religion, the moral absolute, and the ethical compass of a growing number of secular sheep. We need more assertive shepherds. We need more like Fulton J. Sheen, like Salvatore J. Cordileone, like Raymond Cardinal Burke. We need our shepherds to use their rod and their staff to help us grow instead of spoiling us rotten so that they might be popular and have an easy life. It's not easy being a bishop. Pray this week for all our bishops, all our shepherds, that they work at shifting the landscape of our nation back towards sanity. And pray that the angels lead a good shepherd, Cardinal Francis George, into paradise.